I'm John Osier with today's Ozone Mailbag. And Kim from Jacksonville writes, John, I have to say, I'm really going to miss the fedora. Is this really it? Kim, as I said on All Access Monday, fedora no more. And it is indeed retired. The fedora and the glasses that everybody's favorite film guy, Jeff Lagerman, destroyed were about getting the Jaguars out of this losing streak. That's past, and the get-ups in the past, too. But as I also said on All Access, I think better days are ahead in the final games. And if they are, well, I'm sure I can think of some gimmick to go along with that. Lauren from Ole Miss writes, what a combination with Cecil Shorts and Justin Blackmon. Tell me we found the next Thunder and Lightning, please. Lauren, it's too early for Smith-McCardell comparisons. But you know what it's not too early for? Hope. The way Shorts and Blackmon have played does provide hope that these guys might be a really good duo for a while. It's been too long since that could be said around here. Roger from Dallas, Texas writes, John, what's with the voice? Heard and saw it on the videos last week. Fighting a cold? What? Now, Dan from Miami writes, I have to say, I didn't think much of Chad Henne before, but so far, so good. Can he be the guy? Well, when Mike Mularkey said last week Henne was the starter regardless of Blaine Gabbert's health, eyebrows raised. When Mularkey said Henne had a chance to be the starter going into next season, a few more raised. But give Henne credit. He has made the offense look much, much better. And if he keeps playing like this, he deserves a chance to show he can be the guy. Jack from Virginia writes, what about my boy Justin Blackmon? Blackmon has been very good the last 2 weeks. And give Mularkey credit. There were whispers about Blackmon being a bust, and Mularkey kept saying he was improving, that he was practicing well. Eyes rolled, but Mularkey was right. He's caught 12 passes for nearly 300 yards in the last 2 games, and he's making winning plays late. That's a really good sign for the future of this offense. Mark from St. Augustine writes, hey, John, was that you at Walmart Thanksgiving night? How was your experience? Success? Indeed. As any husband knows, Thanksgiving is not all sofas and footballs these days. Truth be told, my Walmart experience was the end of a long day. With Mike Mularkey scheduling practice early, I hustled to the in-laws. And though a bit late, I politely made myself a plate, then set about getting along well with the family. All in all, the in-laws was quite a scene. Some of us ate too much, others not enough, and others found the perfect balance. After the meal, we partook in the usual Thanksgiving traditions, singing with the fun uncle, napping, and of course, story time. The women folk did womanly things, while the men folk did manly things. While keeping with the tradition of fair, sportsmanlike competition, and in my case, winning. Everybody had a good time. Of course, these days, no Thanksgiving is complete without Black Friday, or in our case, an early start. We made it to Walmart, and at 8 p.m., chaos ensued. I found an ally in the crowd and watched in horror as he was no more. Caution to the wind, I entered the fray. I had success, and Junior Ozone did too. And things ended better than they began. So you ask me, was Thursday a success? Yeah, Mike, I'd say it was.